Begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's
9:54 is, of course, 4:59 backwards. Set the rotors on your Enigma appropriately. Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever one pertains to you. The actual time everywhere around the world right now is 19:30 UTC. And we all know what that means. Yes, we do. It is time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am now drinking the first tea of the day. Oh, good tea. Once again, I'm drinking the Dahong Pao. But today I'm drinking kind of the cheap Dahong Pao that it kind of wimps out after a while. And what is this weird sound I'm hearing outside my door? Is there a cat pounding on the door? What's going on out there? It doesn't matter. We'll look into the cat business here in a second. But right now, we need to go to the numbers lady. So, hey numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, I guess, numbers lady. Has anybody else noticed this? Has anybody else realized that numbers lady is completely on the fritz? Numbers lady has gone completely bonkers and has just been giving us the same numbers. I think it's because she's spending too much time in the pachinko parlor. She's spending all, you know, the whole problem was that she was in that war zone for a while. She kind of freaked out, so she went to the pachinko parlor, and now all she does is play pachinko, and she doesn't even bother keeping up with her duties of delivering pure, unadulterated, random numbers to us, our biggest fans, or her biggest fans, here on Dubious Goals Committee. You can't have Dubious Goals Committee without a bunch of numbers and some tea. I've got the tea. Where the hell are my random numbers? Where the hell are my secret messages that are being disseminated to all the dubious goals agents in the world? Yeah, no, see, that sounds like complete fiction, but the truth of the matter is, this is pretty good tea, but it's weak. And also, you need to realize that Dubious Goals Committee is, of course, just a platform. Just a platform for me, myself, to, what's the word I'm looking for here? To help me, to facilitate my takeover of the world. And it's not really a takeover of the world. I'm not trying to take over the world. What I'm trying to do is institute a new thing. And that new thing is called 2 degrees of Tobe. Now, certainly you have heard of, you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Okay, so it's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, except there's no Kevin Bacon. There is only Tobe. And there's no 6 degrees. There's no 6 degrees. What is this, a boy band? Oh, ha, we're 6 degrees. No, it's 2 degrees. 2 degrees of Tobe means that you either know me personally, or you know somebody who knows me personally. And that's what we're trying to do here, people. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to achieve 2 degrees of taupe. Now, why are we trying to achieve that? Well, you probably don't need to know that at this time. But it's nothing too nefarious. No, not at all. I just believe that, you know, we can bring peace to the entire world through peer pressure. And being as I'm pretty much the peer, I'm the guy who's going to do the pressuring. So, you know, that's why everybody either needs to know me or know somebody who knows me. So if you do something stupid, I can say, dude, I don't think that was very cool. And then you fix the problem. And then if somebody who doesn't know me does something stupid, you can say to them, dude, that wasn't very cool. Tobe isn't going to like it. Tobe isn't going to think you're cool anymore. And then they fix the problem. So that's how 2 degrees of Tobe works. We need to achieve that soon. Oh, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that is just one big greasy mess you made. And I will say, that's okay, because I know Kirk Cameron. And boy, is he gonna get it now. And our mom just pulled up. Give me something fast. Here's a quick slap
to
the face.
Boy, are you gonna get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
And that's why I feel like I don't have to worry, because Kirk Cameron starts to work before he starts to wipe. But of course, absolutely none of that is important right now, because guess what I have in my hot little hand right now? Guess what I am holding? If you're saying things like, oh, we bet it's some kind of box with electronic parts in it, then you would be correct. Listen. Wow, I'm clipping the mic input. That was the tasty switch. That was the tasty foot switch. Yes, I finished my pedal last night, my secret magic pedal. And I was so excited about it that I took some pictures of it. So I'm going to put one of the photos up right now. You will see the link in the Anon Radio Room of Calm. Click on it, and now you are looking at my new pedal. I'm pretty excited about it. I'm super excited about it. And if you look at it, you'll notice that it has some beautiful features, including a lovely gray raw metal box, completely unlabeled. It's a beautiful thing. And I don't know whether to take it from here. I actually thought about painting it, but I thought, no, I don't want to paint it because the paint's just going to get chipped off. And you know, you've seen old pedals. They're just beat up around the edges, the paint comes off, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, you know, what I really want to do is I want to slap a big Hello Kitty sticker right here on the top, in the middle, between the knob and the switch. And just, you know, leave it at that. Have that mysterious magic Hello Kitty pedal in my signal chain. Boy, that will make people curious. But I also thought maybe I should label some of these things. Maybe that would be an interesting thing. Maybe I should get some water slide decal paper, print up some decals, and just label all of the controls and stuff, but not label them with what they actually do. Like, I'm not going to put on and off or power by the switch. And I'm not going to put, you know, on by the light. And I'm not going to tell the people what the knob does. So I was thinking maybe I could just label the features, like under the knob, just have a little label that says knob, and above the switch have a little label that says switch, and then above the LED just have a little thing that says LED, and you know, put power by the power jack and put in and out jack by the in and out jack, just do stuff like that, because that would be funny, that would be good comedy. And so I also tested this thing out, which was a pain because I had to, this is not battery operated yet. I'm going to adapt this to make it battery operated because, you know, when you use a power supply with a guitar pedal, what always happens? Yeah, you get that nice 60 hertz hum. And I spent like an hour running around in my house trying to find a power supply that would work for this thing. And I actually found one. It was a damn miracle. And of course, I plug it in and I turn it on. The first thing I hear is hum. And it's a very prominent hum. It's not just a slight background noise floor hum. No, it's hum. Yeah, well, maybe it's just the power supply. I'll go look for another power supply for it later. So I'm not going to demonstrate this pedal for you today. You wouldn't be impressed by it anyway because I don't have it set up with the other gear that it's made for. But I do have a picture of this thing when it is on. And that LED is a bright white, super bright LED. And when I first looked into it, it burned into my retinas a little bit. So I was seeing a blue spot for the rest of the day. And it's kind of too late to change out that LED. Maybe I'll just paint it. Maybe I'll paint it so it'll be a lovely, lovely color. I don't know. What color should I paint it? Maybe I should change out the LED because I got some awesome LEDs. I still have a tangerine LED somewhere that would look really cool in there. Yeah, do I have any? I think I used up all my lime LEDs. And yes, there are fruit LEDs these days. Once we got through all the regular colors and started inventing new colors, we had to go to the fruit type colors. So we've got tangerine, we've got lime, and we have got
banana.
Or is it actually
banana?
Either way, it's not yellow. It is, in fact, banana.
Banana.
And you used to be able to go right to your local Radio Shack and buy these fruit-flavored LEDs, but not anymore. Not anymore. And I know what you're thinking. What? What? I can't go to the local Radio Shack anymore? I can't buy fruit-flavored LEDs in my neighborhood anymore? Why? Why? Well, ask Mr. Lee.
Ancient Chinese secret.
That's right. It's a secret. We'll never know. And we cannot buy our fruit-flavored LEDs anymore. Well, at least not from Radio Shack. I mean, they're out there, but you're going to have to mail order those. You're going to have to buy them on the internet. You're going to have to get some bitcoins, and you're going to have to go to Amazon and buy the Amazon fruit-flavored LEDs. I don't want fruit-flavored LEDs right now. What I want are Pum Dauphine LEDs right now. I want pot of shoe and potato flavored LEDs. This is, of course, after you fry them. You got to deep fry them. I mean, what did you think? Oh, we're just going to mix some dough together and they're going to be some kind of LED that we don't need to deep fry? Good Lord, man, don't be ridiculous. Of course you're going to need to deep fry them, but first you're going to have to learn how to make them, and we're going to have to talk to Chef Damien and his girlfriend Nadia. Yes, you got to go directly to French people to make your pomme dauphine.
On se brûle un petit peu les doigts, mais ça vaut le coup.
Ah ouais, c'est moi qui ai la corvée en plus de les éplucher.
Moi, tout va bien.
See, real French people.
On va réaliser une pâte à choix. Je mets
de l'eau. Yeah, add your duo.
Je mets...
And never use butter. J'aime le beurre.
Un petit morceau.
En morceaux, naturally. And then agitate it. And just a pinch of salt in that water.
On porte à ébullition.
And then porte to it to the brisson. And get your pomme de terre. Pomme de terre is apple. And you basically cut up your apple, your earth apple, into little pieces. And you start ricing it. Oh, Pippa just arrived.
Hi, baby. You want to learn how to be French?
Très grosse ébullition, c'est vraiment super important.
Tout de suite.
Toute la farine, d'un seul coup.
Et on mélange. Il faut que on ait une boule, c'est ça, hein?
Voilà, ça fait ce qu'on appelle une panade. Ouais.
And now we're going to see a traditional French cuisine cooking technique known as stirring. This was invented by the French in 1582 to make food.
Ça, si c'est pas bien bouillant.
Yeah, look at it. Listen to him stir.
Très beau résultat.
And pretty soon he's going to need some. He's going to need some earth. He's going to need le premier earth and the deuxième earth. Here come the earth. Earth.
Allez, on y va vite. On voit que ça cuise.
That was earth numéro un.
Attends un petit peu. Voilà. On
peut préparer pour le deuxième earth.
Voilà. On fractionne et là. On incorpore. Allez, le deuxième, on y va.
Alors, deuxième.
Je fractionne.
Look at that.
Allez, on incorpore le troisième.
The troisième œuf. It was the troisième œuf. Thank you, Chef Damien. He is teaching me ancient French cuisine secrets. Stirring the pâte à choux. And now he puts it in the potatoes. And then you put it in a pastry bag.
Petit secret.
And then you
avec de la muscade.
Just noix de muscade.
Ouais, c'est allez, là, on y va délicatement, là. Yes.
Oh, ouais, bah, bon, enfin, comme un bourrin.
Bon, ça va.
Ça va, non, d'accord. Oh, what happened to Tobe? Oh, my God, he tried to speak French. And, oh, my God, let this be a lesson to you. Never, never, jamais, never attempt to speak French. If anybody makes you speak French, just turn and walk away. Oh, which just happens to be a song by the James Gang that I think we need to listen to right about now if the song is ever going to start. Beautiful, beautiful. The James Gang with their song Walk Away, starring Joe Walsh. Who doesn't love Joe Walsh? And Jimmy and Dale. What a wonderful power trio. We love power trios around here, don't we? However, although there are times when you need to just walk away, this is not that time. You know, a lot of revolution is going down. There's violence and COVID's.
And brothers and sisters, we need to stay safe and sane. Do we need a rebel?
This world is coming to.
Time to be a rebel.
The rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, where you never been, I'm in. You want styling? You know it's time again. D, the enemy, telling you to hear it. They praise the music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. Bum rush the sound I made a year ago. I guess you know, you guess I'm just a radical. Not on sabbatical, yes, to make it critical. The only part of your body should be party in two. Pass the power on the hour from the rebel to you.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got to slow down, man, you're losing them.
Radio, suckers never play me. On the mix, they just okay me now. Known and grown, when the clock in my zone is known. Sneaking and taking everything now the brother owns.
Hard.
Recorded and ordered, supporter of Chess and Mart, loud and proud, kicking live, next poet supreme, loop for truth, bazooka the scheme,
flavor,
a rebel in his own mind, supporter of my rhyme, designed to scatter a line of suckers who claim I do crime, they are my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, I think we take it short, show them this is Cole Medina, man, come on, kick it.
Terminator X. Can't disable the power of my label. Def Jam tells you who I am. The enemy's public, they really give a damn. Strong Island, where I got a riling. That's the reason they're claiming that I'm violent. Never silent, no dope, getting dumb, nope. Claiming where we get our rhythm from. Number one, we hit you and we keep you some. No gun, and still never on the run. You wanna be an S1, Griffin tell you when, and then you come again. You know what time it is. MP's the president, pulling out my ray gun. Zap the next one. Showgun.
Suckers.
Don't last a minute. Soft and smooth, I ain't with it.
Hardcore.
Raw bone like a razor. I'm like a laser, I just won't phase ya. Old enough to raise ya, so this will phase ya. Get it right, boy, maybe I will praise ya. Playing the role I got sold to. Voice my opinion with volume.
Smooth.
Not what I am.
Rock.
Cause I'm a man, no matter what the name. We're all the same pieces in one big chess game.
Yeah.
God, Banana Cha-Cha, why does that exist? Why does that... No, wait, don't ask. Don't ask why. If we ask any questions, that'll just give me an excuse to play Ancient Chinese Secret when we all know that there's really only one question to ask anyway.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
I mean, come on, isn't that really all the information you need? Do you have girlfriend Vietnam? Yeah. You might also want to know, what the hell is a meth lab Zoso sticker? I don't know, but I got one rolled up in my pocket. Let's listen to Seven Horse right now. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. That was Seven Horse and their song Meth Lab Zoso Sticker, which you can apparently hear in the film The Wolf of Wall Street, which was on yesterday, but I didn't watch it, and now I'm wishing I would have. Maybe it'll be on today, maybe it won't, I don't know. But what you need to know is that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here and do some stuff. I gotta get some food. I gotta go to the store. I gotta do some soldering. I gotta build some crap. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.